Blackstone Publishing presents The Return of Kid Cooper, a novel by Brad Smith. This book is read by Milton Bagby. 1. A recent issue of the Police Gazette had been circulating through the prison population for some time, and on the Wednesday after the hostage incident, the magazine landed in Nate Cooper's hands. He took it back to his cell after a breakfast of mealy porridge and lukewarm coffee and lay down on his bunk to read. The front cover featured a photograph of the colored prizefighter Jack Johnson standing in a ring somewhere, the boxer stripped to the waist, his right fist cocked and ready, and his left hand open and extended as if in defiant warning to anyone who dared come close. The palm was as big as a saddlebag. Inside the magazine was a story about Johnson, who was about to meet the former champion Jim Jeffries for the heavyweight title. As Nate read, Beau came out from a narrow crack in the wall and approached the cot noiselessly across the stone floor. He jumped up onto the wool blanket and then scrambled onto Nate's pant leg, stopping just below the knee, where he sat on his haunches, whiskers twitching. Nate had pilfered a stale crust of bread from the breakfast table, and now he produced it from his shirt pocket and offered a pinch to the mouse, which took it in its front paws and began to nibble away. Just as Nate was about to deliver a second helping, he heard footsteps approaching along the corridor, and then the key as it hit the lock in the door. Beau, his breakfast thus interrupted, was off the bed in a flash, his tail disappearing into the wall as the hinges creaked open. The guard entered and walked to the center of the small cell, looking around suspiciously before turning to regard Nate. His legs spread and his thumbs hooked in his belt. He indicated the top bunk.
"Where's Belansky?" he demanded.
"Working the laundry," Nate replied, continuing to read. The guard's eyes fell on the periodical.
"That black bastard's gonna get his yellow ass whooped by Jeffries," he said.
Nate glanced up at the comment, but had no inclination to argue with the man. He preferred to avoid imbeciles, whether they happened to be inmates or guards. He went back to the magazine.
"Warden wants to see you," the guard said.
The announcement was so unexpected that it naturally got Nate's attention.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?